News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Councils are owed more than 20.5 million in unpaid levies from the owners of hundreds of derelict sites around the country. This is according to data obtained by the Social Democrats, which show many councils are not collecting the charge or received minuscule payments last year compared with what they are owed. And I'm joined now by Rory Hearn, Associate Professor of Social Policy at Maynooth University and previously Social Democrat European election candidate. Good morning to you, Rory. First of all, why is it that councils are not collecting this money? It would seem like an easy win for them.
It would. And it's important to say that, you know, derelict sites, there's a very broad definition of what they are. It includes properties, it includes land that it describes in the Act itself that detract from the amenity of an area, that are in neglected or dangerous state. So it does include derelict buildings as well. And we can see these, you know, there are tens and tens of thousands of them across the country. And it would seem, as you say, quite an easy win. The problem is essentially that there's been no focus on the issue of dereliction or vacancy for many, many decades. And it has only been in literally the last 3 or 4 years when people like myself and campaigners like Frank O'Connor and Jude Cherry down in Cork have put pressure and focus on this, along with opposition parties, the Social Democrats and others, have pressured the government into making this an issue. And so local authorities are really only been held accountable in relation to this. So they have completely ignored it. And so we've seen the situation where for many years...
In fairness, they did bring in recently, I think it was 2 years ago, new legislation on this very topic. So they didn't fully ignore it. You know, they changed the law to change how this tax would be collected, this levy would be collected. I suppose it still doesn't answer the question why it's not being collected by local authorities.
I think that there's a number of cases, and research shows that local authorities have different approaches to collecting the levy. One of the issues is that they take this approach whereby they engage in a process of what they say is discussion with the property owner. And what this can mean is that the councils themselves can go to discuss with the property owner, and it seems to be that they're just taking a very laissez-faire approach, that the property owner, they either can't get in touch with them, which seems to be a big issue, or the property owner says, well, I have a certain amount of works planned, so therefore the local authority doesn't take any action. So it seems to be a very kind of softly approach to it, rather than actually saying, no, this is a very, very serious issue. You know, we can't have derelict properties being left there.
Yeah, and I suppose there's twofold issues here, that we have dereliction allowed to run unchecked around the country, but also a loss of income for our local authorities. What do you think needs to happen or change? Do we need to get revenue involved? I mean, all those properties should be paying property tax on their premises. So there should be some register of who owns the building and some way of contacting them.
Absolutely. We need, you know, the revenue to get involved. We need to, you know, the government needs to take this serious. The minister has said that there's a review been undertaken and that he's exploring whether local authorities need additional resources. It's very clear that local authorities really need to be told that they have to do this seriously. They need to be given the resources to do it. As I said, we need to explore if revenue needs to take this on. I think that there's a culture within councils themselves of not taking this issue seriously, and there's not enough pressure being put by the government on councils to move beyond just fines as well. There's another piece of, you know, councils can engage in compulsory purchase orders of these properties under the Acts where the owner doesn't pay the fine.
Sure.
So the question is, why aren't councils doing compulsory purchase orders more than just leaving these fines go unpaid?
And Rory, we will try and find out an answer to that very question. We will try and get in contact with the local authorities and find out why it is that this isn't being applied. But thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Rory Hearn, Associate Professor of Social Policy in Maynooth and indeed previous Social Democrat European election candidate.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.